And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs, a natural remedies company. Here in Seattle, Washington, we sell at Pike Place Market every day of the year and at SisterSageHerbs.com. And welcome to our podcast.
Yes.
And today I'm really excited to talk to you about ventures. And I want to explain to, I want you to explain to our listeners what Ventures is. Let's start there.
All right. It's actually venturesnonprofit.org, which previously used to be called Washington Cash Community Alliance for Self-Help, which is amazing. And they help people take their sole proprietorship job that they have created for themselves, and they call it a business, and turn it into a real business.
Yeah.
So a lot of their clients, like me, had been working on their dream jobs, maybe inadvertently doing another business in order to support the dream job. So a lot of us serial entrepreneurs are somewhat unemployable.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we always are thinking about what we would do differently or how we would improve, or we see niches that the big corporation that we're a part of or the whatever business that we're a part of, how it could be improved or find a different clientele or whatever, but no one ever asks us or no one pays us enough to worry about that. They say, but, you know, you're late for work 3 minutes, here's your demotion or whatever, you know, because that's just how we are. But that's another topic. In a way, also, I also describe Ventures or Washington Cash at the time as business group therapy. So business owner group therapy. Because it can get that deep, you know, because you're like, what are you doing in this business that's not making you any money? You know, or why can't you get past this part of your business? Why can't you ask for help or for money or for advice or whatever? You know, and it's a lot of different things. I mean, you know, we are passionate about our job, but not about running the business that would create this career out of it. And so Ventures has about, I don't even know how many employees, but they have a whole plan to, they know who we are. They are also all entrepreneurs, pretty much. Every person who works there has had or has a business. So they know how it is. They know that we need help with certain things. They can see the passion for the business. You basically audition to get into the class. And I asked later, how do you choose? There's so many people. And everybody has a great idea. Well, they talk to the people who look them in the eye and are like, get visibly excited about their business. If you're talking about your business like, oh my gosh, I have this so cool, no one else is doing this, and da-da-da-da-da, then that's more likely to get funded or brought into this group then, well, I mean, I know how to cook, and so I guess I'll start, I don't know, a catering business, or I just got laid off, so I know how to do what I do, you know. And this dreary sound, you know, they're like, well, that doesn't really sound like that's your passion. That just sounds like that's what you can do to get by. And, you know, sometimes they see that this is, person is getting by doing this thing, but they also have a glimmer in their eye for this other thing that they just want to evaluate, you know, and that's what Ventures did. Actually, that's how I got in. I was a landscaper, and the house cleaner of the person who I was landscaping for came out, and she was saying, you know, my hands are dry, or I got a backache, or whatever it was, and I said, oh, you got to try my balm. And she was like, oh, I didn't know you had a business. I was like, well, I mean, I I kind of do, but I need to, you know, blah, 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 you know. And she was like, oh, have you heard of Washington Cash? And I'm like, no. She's like, yeah, I'm actually doing it. And I decided I'm not going to be a house cleaner. I'm going to go do this other thing because I evaluated the house cleaning. It's hurting me. I have this passion for this other thing. And all I need to do, I figured out how many, you know, what my break-even point for paying me, what I need to do to get on with this other business isn't as hard as I thought. And I need to let go of this other part or scale it down or do this, whatever she needed to do. And Ventures helps people. I hear that story a lot from Ventures. People are like, yeah, I'm doing this thing. I've even got employees, but it's not my passion. And I really see this other thing that if I just create this widget, I'm gonna kill it, you know, like, oh, I just need to do this. I need to get this out, you know, this needs to be as seen on TV, you know. So that's what they do. How they do it in this sort of group therapy is they have like 20 to about 30 people in a classroom. And the instructor, it's an 8-week program. They just make sure everyone's on the same program, on the same page with how to run a business. It does not require even a computer. It's just how to organize and what you have to think of through the whole entire thing. So, you know, going from, don't forget that if you're a landscaper and you're spending 20 hours a week on someone's yard, don't forget that you also have to spend up to 20 hours a week doing billing and getting prepared and going to the dump and trying to find the next client. So it's not all the physical work you're doing. And that's why your previous boss was charging twice or three times your pay for that. So you evaluate why the bosses do what they do, because now you're the boss instead of just, oh, well, I can charge less than my old boss used to charge and I'll get these clients. You know, it doesn't get you to the next level. It gets you by, but it doesn't get you to the next level. So this just helps you look around, and they say it helps you work on your business instead of in your business.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really, you know, look around and look to the next level. So they've just really helped me. And then, like, in the class, you're constantly being bombarded with, you know, someone points their finger at you and says, what's your elevator speech and what do you need this week? What can we do for you? You know? And that's not, you know, that's going to be, I need to look at more gardens, because the more I look at, the more I can choose. So if anybody here hears of anyone who wants to redo their garden, you know, that's 25 people who are now out looking for you just because you said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the next one would say, you know, you're standing in line at the grocery store. What are you going to talk about to the next? What happens if you run into someone you know? You got 30 seconds.
To pitch your business,
pitch.
You mean?
Not necessarily your business, because they know you're doing it. You know, somebody comes in to me, oh, Sister Sage, oh, how's it going? They know I'm at the Pike Place. They know I've got a wholesale, but, you know, they don't know this other thing. You know, so just one little thing. I'm looking for a good employee. I only need a, you know, 8 hours. Well, I've told that to someone I used to work with. Oh, what about my daughter? She'll do anything you tell her. Great. Boom. Now I have a referral for an employee, you know, that doesn't need to live off of my work. You know, so there's little things like that that can help your business. Maybe you're looking for a graphic designer, you know. Anyway, so then Ventures also has labs you can go to during this, and coaches and volunteers. I had a volunteer come to my warehouse who looked at my whole process, and she's going to write up a report of what kind of improvements I can do in my business. That's
amazing.
Unbelievable. I can call up Erin Williamson and ask, can you come and look over my tax? Well, she offers a tax class too during tax season. But if you are like, I have my profit and loss, this is what QuickBooks says, but I don't know what it means. You know, how can we put this now, this 12 months of last year, into a projection for next year? That's something you'd need an MBA you'd feel like you need an MBA to do. But now I can do it because I can go back to my previous workflow, cash flow, and put in actual numbers from last year. You know, all these invaluable things that you, as a business owner, feel intimidated by. But yet, I'll be in the class and somebody will be like, oh my gosh, I got to figure this out. And I'm, oh, I learned that last week. Let me just show you. It's kind of easy. Here's the formula. And you just look at it and like, do you know what your expenses are? And do you know this? You know, sort of. Okay, well then this is all you have to do to get to there. And then, you know, break even is one thing, but how about doing well? What's your doing well point as opposed to a break even point? So you can go on from there. And the group, there's so many people helping each other, you know. What's your elevator speech? Then somebody else says, what does that sound like she's selling to you? You know, and then someone says, whoa, is that, would you also do this? Oh, no, we don't do windows. No. Okay, well, you need to make that clear, because if I were hiring a full service cleaner, that includes, so if you're saying full service, it's full service. But if you're niche and you'll organize someone's kitchen for them in 2 hours or less, there's your other catch. That you don't need the world. You need 17 people a week. You know, like you. So you can evaluate your business so niche like that. And so anyway, I could go on and on and on. But Ventures has helped me so much like that. You know, I went from really just this, I just need to learn about herbs and I need to make these products and I'll figure out how to sell them later. I know I could make more if I could sell more, you know, but then they took it to, well, how do you plan for selling more? Once you sell more, you need to make more, you know, etc. So there's so many questions that they are right there for you to answer. I mean, literally, I could call there right now, and within 10 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, some coach would call me back with the answer. Mm-hmm. So amazing. To mention the loan programs. So once you have done the process, you know, you feel like, okay, great, I got my paperwork, I got my plan, you know, and then they will stick with you. So 6 months down, okay, I kind of laxed. I didn't fill out all my paperwork for keeping it in the cash flow, so I need to go back and do it, or I'm trying to do my taxes and I have to go back and do it. Well, then they will help you. Okay, well, what was a projection? Now what's the actual? Now you can compare it. And, you know, they take everything that is an issue to us and seems like an emergency to a learning moment and to progress in your business and become more of, like they say, the CEO of your business as opposed to owner farmer, you know. Mm-hmm. So they bring that in your mind to be more of the ownership and the, you know, the planner person. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome. I can't recommend it enough.
I agree. And you know, I've seen you be mentored by Ventures for how long has this been now?
At least 10 years.
Yeah, it's been more than that, I think.
I think 2008 okay. or 9. Let's, yeah.
Anyway, let's say 10 years. Mm-hmm. And from an outsider's point of view, I just want to like mention too, like Ventures has really supported you while you have worked other jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Kind of moving you towards actually building a business that is focused on your passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And I think that is one thing that, kind of from an outsider's perspective, when I see small business owners being coached by folks from Ventures, I think that is one thing that I see in common, is that everybody. Is that everybody there really loves what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, personally, I want to help every single one of them because I really like that energy.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. It's amazing.
Maybe there's another time for that. And I definitely want to say too, like, that, you know, the reason why you're going to go through a Ventures program and following their advice is to build a business that you love, to be your own boss, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that requires a lot of, it requires a lot of patience, I would say.
Yes.
And but the reward is so good if you can stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane, you have stuck it out with this business.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you a lot of credit for that.
Sometimes it's just the perseverance.
But I think it really is. And Ventures has really, they've been there the whole time.
Yes.
So I think that's yes. amazing too.
Yeah. It's great.
And while we're talking about Ventures Nonprofit, I at least have to have a couple of shout outs, you know. So Beto and Betsy and Jen Hughes and
Laura Fletcher
and Myra. I have a wonderful story to share with you. Since we're talking about Ventures, I just love this story. there's a really wonderful person in our neighborhood, and she walks these little dogs around the neighborhood for months and
years.
Years? I don't know how long Myra's lived around. Anyway.
No, years.
Okay, anyway. And then I saw Myra at the same person at a Ventures event, and she was all dressed up, so I wasn't sure if it was the same person, and I asked you, and then you're like,
I was like, I don't know why, where she works for Ventures. I would know her, is what I said.
And yeah, exactly. And I was like, ah, it's not the same person. And then we both forgot about it. And then I met Myra again. Like, I'd forgotten about the conversation. Then she said to me, yeah, I work for a small nonprofit. And then I was like, oh, you work for Ventures. I saw you there. And then I was like, no, we're Sister Sage Herbs. And so it was like...
She was like, Sister Sage!
Oh. Okay, yeah. So we had this moment of clarity, you know, like like Jane's mentor actually lives three doors down from us. So it's...
Well,
Seattle
and...
is like that. I just, you know, this place is such a small place. And I love making it smaller like
yes.
that.
So. And like the other day, I was having an issue and I was gonna, okay, what time is it? I think Ventures, someone will be there at 9, and then we were gonna call in at Ventures and ask. Something.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
right.
Wait, Myra's walking by right now. And I ran out there. Can you clock in for 5 minutes? I have a question.
That's right. We were on the porch. Oh, yeah. It's like
that was amazing. So
your financial guru comes walking right by your door.
Yeah.
You know your day is going good.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, Myra. Mm-hmm. And
thanks, Ventures.
Yeah, and thanks, Ventures, for everything. And geez, if you somehow made it to the end of our wonderful podcast, thank you so much for listening.
Yes. And please donate to Ventures Nonprofit.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, amazing things will happen. You won't even know.
Yeah. And you are really helping businesses that are really passionate, that want to, you know, be part of the community and make
and
it.
And will keep everything local.
And that
Your
is,
money will
and that
local.
Is the difference, you know, mm-hmm. for keeping communities, you know, thriving is by small business.
Exactly.
So,
cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Thanks
Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.